I don't give relationship advice. I'm not going to sit there and tell you guys or women what you need to do to secure woman, man, what have you. I just tell you what to avoid. Now, this particular woman, she's roughly 28 years old, wrote to me asking why men not really looking for relationships anymore. Apparently, when she got done with college, you know, she was dating a guy pretty much all the way through college, broke up with him to focus on her career, and now she's in the epiphany phase. She's like 28, and the reality is crushing home. Well, I'm going to tell this lady now why men, they're not in it to win it anymore. Here is a article. You don't come here to have me read the article, so we're going to go through this pretty quickly.
You want an offer you can't refuse?
Redonkulous swag is back in full swing on Fourth Wall. With more designs than ever before, and new merch going on sale every month, there's never been a better time to show your love for the regiment. After all, variety is the spice of life, and it's good to have a wide selection.
Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of night, sometimes it's girl on girl time.
Click on the link tree in the description, or scan the QR code on the screen, and you can pop in.
Ha! Gay!
To see our fun designs on everything from shirts to mugs to stickers to pint glasses, patches, laptop sleeves, hats, and more. Because everyone needs new clothes for the gay cruise, right? Just make sure you bring a straight friend to cover your six.
Financial costs. Marriage is expensive. Taking on somebody into your life and being completely financially responsible for them is a scary thing. Especially when said person shows up with a snot pocket that's been ran through, and then she has to speak the three magic words to activate the downstairs Bermuda Triangle to suck your life into oblivion. Men should think twice.
It's expensive. Really expensive.
Fear of commitment. They've been hearing this forever. This is very common. I heard this when I was a young man myself. Oh, you're just afraid of commitment.
We've been together for 6 months. It'd be nice if I could start calling you something other than Superman.
And it was like the primary blaming game and shame bullshit they would do to get these guys, I don't fear anything, will you mean? No, it's not happening anymore. Because guys like me are getting into the red pill space, talking to the younger dudes out there, going, don't fall for the guilt, the blame, and the shame. Tell them to pound some goddamn sand. 3. Negative past experiences. Pain is the ultimate teacher. If dude has been involved in a couple of relationships and got his pee-pee spanked, well, pain taught him some lessons there. You're 28. You're probably looking at guys who are 32 to 34, maybe 36. Those guys have already been divorced. They've looked behind the curtain. They've literally had their dick brains kicked so hard, they're now hanging over their shoulders. And guess what? They're probably like, no, I'm never doing that again. And I don't blame them. Pressure to prioritize career. Again, provide, protect, mentor, and if need be, destroy. Provide being the primary one. There's a lot of guys out there who are not going to get married until they are confident they can provide.
And a man provides.
Difficulties in finding compatibility. Very important, looks are going to fade. The punani is going to wear out. And if you are not on the same path, you're going to separate. A lot of these young women out there have been ran through the ringer. They're screwed up in the cuckoo nest. They don't know if they're coming, they're going. They don't know what they want and don't want. Keep that in the back of your mind. 6, the influence of social media. That's me. I'm on social media. And I'm telling these guys, don't do it. Don't get married. In fact, when somebody trying to pressure you into doing something, you need to ask the simple question.
If it doesn't sound too crass, what's it for me?
And if they don't give you the answer you want, walk. Desire for freedom. I've been to probably 50, 60 weddings. Not one time did I go to a wedding and not have several of the dudes that are married look me in the face and go, don't get married, bro. A lot of times it happens at the bar. If there's an open bar, those guys will mosey over there. They'll have a double, triple, quadruple. After they get a little liquored up, they have that liquid truth in them. They'll look you right in the face and go, this is a fucking travesty. This is a fucking funeral with a cake. Don't ever get married. And guess what? We're listening now. It only took three generations because we saw our fathers, grandfathers, in some cases our great-grandfathers get raked through the fucking coals.
Smart men don't get married.
Lack of trust in potential partners. In current year, you have one of these. Everyone has one of these. It's your digital slave box, anchor, whatever. You download a dating app, and all you gotta do is...
First Tinder date I've been on.
Really?
Yeah, I've never used it.
Cheating is easy. More women cheat now than ever before. And why should they not? There's no accountability. There's no punishment for them for doing it. They get married, cheat on their husband, and everyone looks at the husband and go, he didn't provide what he should have. That poor girl. Number 9, hookup culture impact. All right, so I saw this firsthand when I was stationed in New York State. We had a guy, not going to use his name. You know, he was in his late 20s, early 30s. I don't remember his age. He was like 6'2", 6'3", 245 pounds. Dude was a beast. One day, he just shows up at the unit, obliterated. Not obliterated, drunk or high, but just emotionally crushed. And he'd been dating this girl for a couple years. He was over at her mother's house. She was doing something with her father, and there's like a picture book on the coffee table. He opens it. He starts flipping through it, and he starts seeing individuals with different melanin levels in these pictures. And he put two and two together. He literally stood up, walked out, and drove right to the unit. And I told this guy, I said, look, man, you don't see it now, but 10 years from now, you will. The universe did you a favor. Because imagine if you discovered this and you had two kids with her. Like, she might be sweet as pie when she's 28, 30 years old. But what was she doing when she was 18 to 24? You don't know. My advice, get a private investigator, dig through her history three ways to Sunday. There are just some things you just don't come back from. But that's the impact of hookup culture. Unrealistic expectations. This is like the primary issue with women today. You have some of these women are just walking around, just plain Jane, average, 4, 5, 6s, couple 7s in there. They have these huge lists of expectations that most men are never going to meet. It's absolutely stupid. You need to do a million sit-ups, have a house, 2 cars, $100,000 in the bank, have a 6-figure income.
I just feel like your expectations are unrealistic and your goal is next to impossible. Hey, I said it.
To get a woman who's been ran through, it's not worth it. Men, you are the prize. They need to jump through the hoops now, not you. Next is mental health concerns. Crazy pussy, in my opinion, is the best pussy. Nothing does backward cheetah flips better than a woman with some crazy ass pussy. But sooner or later, pussy's gonna wear out. And then you're stuck with crazy. And crazy gets really expensive. I highly recommend if you're dating a woman, excuse yourself, go to the restroom, take out your phone, and take a picture of every single pill bottle in that fucking medicine cabinet. And when you get home, Google it, read what they are. If there's anything for bipolar or depression, she's not the one for you, man. Because down the road, that's going to become very expensive. Male dating anxiety. All right, back in my day, when I was doing the dating thing, no was just par for the course. You would go anywhere between 15 and 25 no's just to get to one yes. And then you would deal with, 1 to 5 yeses before you actually turn into something that maybe you wanted to pursue on a longer term. That's a whole lot of rejection. But in current year, we have people like, well, there's no winners or losers, and there's a trophy for everybody. So then you have a bunch of people who are anxious all the time. They don't know how to handle it. Overwhelming dating app dynamics. An abundance of choices. Superficial nature of the platforms.
Too many choices can be overwhelming.
Yeah, but variety's a good thing.
All right, we got legal and financial risks. It is fairly common for a man to hear, I'm not happy, and wind up homeless, lose his kids, turn into a financial slave for 18 to 21 years. So guess what? Men are now paying attention to that crap. Social expectations, this should not even be a thing now. All of the so-called expectations that were expected of us up until about 10, 15 years ago. They're in the toilet now. Disregard 15. 16, personal development goals. All men should focus on their excellence. Focus on themselves, period. All right? And if you don't have time for a romantic relationship, then so be it. There's greater tragedies have happened in history. 17, the complexity of modern relationships. All right, this is completely generated from a woman. Men are exceedingly easy. Balls empty, stomach full. Don't nag and bitch at us. Make sure we have a peaceful environment at home. That's it. That's not very complex. It's the women who add all the complexity to it, and whatever you want to call it. There's a reason we have soap operas, and they've existed since we invented the goddamn radio. And I'm going to tell you this right now. If you're with a woman and you have to tiptoe around her all the time, get rid of her. It's nothing but trauma and bullshit for the rest of your goddamn life. 18, fear of losing your autonomy. 50, 60 weddings. Losing your independence was one of the things at the top of the list of all of these men at these weddings who said don't get married. The first thing out of their mouth is you're going to lose your freedom. And they're not joking. You are literally putting a tracking collar on your fucking finger. He says the magic words. Know exactly where you are. You'll be served papers. You will lose half your shit. I've seen guys lose way more than half their shit. I've seen guys lose their lives. Keep your freedom, gentlemen. Here we go again. Commitment fears in males. I think they're beating a dead horse here. We already talked about this one. Don't fall for the blame, shame, guilt treatment. Doesn't work anymore. 20. Changing attitudes towards marriage. Good. The number is somewhere between 5.1 to 6.3 people out of 1,000 are getting married now. It is my mission to bring that to zero. Because the civilization that we have now does not deserve our efforts. It doesn't deserve our sacrifices. I mean, in the past, we knew we were disposable and expendable. And if we accepted those risks, there were rewards for that. They don't exist anymore. Don't fall for the bullshit, guys. Don't get married. All right, that's it for me. I will talk to you guys later. Out!